Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford. Today's message is overcoming and maturing through betrayal. And I have good news for you today. It's working together for your good. The song that's playing is a non-copyrighted song. Zafarios, Embrace, Chill. And I want to give recognition and courtesy for the use of this track. Our foundational scripture is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 23 through 25. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." So, the biggest lesson to learn in the midst of betrayal is that Jesus was betrayed. And in this text, we're going to learn how Jesus handled betrayal, being betrayed, how he extended love, how he extended kindness to the one that betrayed him. And being betrayed is not an easy thing. Being betrayed is one of the most devastating, most hurtful pains that you can ever experience. But you can overcome. It's all about choices. And as we begin this message, I want to define betrayal. What is betrayal? Betrayal is the action of betraying one's country, a group, or a person. Betrayal is treachery, the treacherous actions of someone that you trusted. Betrayal is disloyalty. Betrayal is the breach of trust. Betrayal is double dealing. Betrayal is deceptive ways in which someone stabs another person in the back. Betrayal is to sell somebody out. In verse 23, it is clearly identified that Jesus was sold out. Jesus was betrayed. Jesus knew that he was going to be betrayed. But don't take my word for it. Let's take another look at 1 Corinthians 11 chapter and verse 23. It says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." So Jesus, knowing that he was going to be betrayed, also knew that it was one of his disciples that was disloyal to him. You see, all of the definitions that I just read about betrayal, Jesus had 12 disciples with him. And one of those 12 disciples They were disloyal to Jesus. They broke Jesus' trust. They were double dealing. They were treacherous. They stabbed Jesus in the back and they sold Jesus out. And the deep thing about this is Jesus knew what they were doing. It wasn't hidden from Jesus. Now, the deep part about this is Jesus didn't mistreat the one that betrayed him. Jesus did not withhold the bread from him. Jesus did not withhold the blood from his betrayer. And the word of God tells us in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, in verse 24, it says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" So Jesus let his disciples, all of them, including the one that betrayed him, including the one that sold him out, Jesus let all of the disciples participate in the communion, including the betrayer. And I'm going somewhere with this, because most times when we know we're about to be betrayed, because many times we know, you see, Jesus knows everything. We don't know everything, but God gave us spiritual gifts. He gave us revelatory gifts that reveal things. And the spirit of discernment is one of the gifts that God gave us. And sometimes the spirit of discernment will reveal a betrayal. The spirit of discernment will expose what the person is doing that's in the midst of betraying you or in the beginning part of betraying you. And sometimes the word of knowledge or the word of wisdom will also be used to reveal what is taking place. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will lead you to do, most times, the Holy Spirit will lead us to display the same behavior and characteristics that Jesus displayed. But I'm going to keep it real with you, 100%. Because most times when you know somebody is harming you, somebody is being disloyal to you, somebody is stabbing you in the back, your first reaction is not to break bread with them. Your first reaction is to get away from them. And there's nothing wrong with separating yourself. But the point that I'm making is sometimes we have to learn how to walk amongst those that are trying to hurt us and act like we don't know what they're doing, and just be nice and calm and just love on them and treat them like you would if you knew they wasn't doing anything to hurt you. Jesus walked in love. And as he demonstrated love through his body being broken for each of them and his body being broken for us, that's a good place to tell Jesus, thank you. But Jesus included the betrayer. He didn't mistreat him. He didn't separate him. He didn't expose him. He didn't bring extra attention to him. Jesus concealed the matter. And I want you to follow me, because many times when someone betrays us, we're quick to go expose that person. We're quick to put our mouths on that person. We're quick to talk about the offense, to talk about the betrayal, to talk about how we were stabbed in our back. And that's not the right way to handle being betrayed. And I also want to say that when you are betrayed, it's okay to express yourself. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be upset. But don't sin in your anger. I never want to take away a person's right to feel the way they feel and to express how they feel. We all have that right, but we don't have a right to hurt another person intentionally. And keeping it real, this is Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. We keep it 100% and we like to be raw and tell the truth, because we shall know the truth and the truth will set us free. And I hope that this is helping you. So in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter in verse 25, it says, after the same manner also, Jesus took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. So after Jesus sipped, Jesus took the cup. The New Testament in his blood, and gave to all of the disciples to drink. And get this, including the one that would betray him. And the lesson here is this. We don't always follow Jesus' example. And when we're being betrayed by others that sell us out, by others that are disloyal to us, listen, you never know how you're going to respond. You never know how you're going to react, because if you don't know about the betrayal, it is going to hurt you and it's going to trigger some serious emotions within you that's going to let you know who you really are. You see, God is not so much concerned about the things that happen to us. And don't get me wrong, don't misunderstand me. He is concerned about everything that happens to us, but he's more concerned about how we respond to the things that happen to us. So how do you respond when you are betrayed? And I want to ask a question. Have you ever betrayed another person? This is an opportunity to perform self-examination, because we're going to call forth a spirit of repentance with 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. So as I call forth a spirit of repentance, we want to ask God to forgive us for anyone that we sold out, from our youth clear up to our adulthood today. If we ever betray another person, let's take a moment for the betrayal, for being disloyal, for selling them out, for stabbing them in the back. Whatever actions that we displayed that caused the betrayal, we want to repent and we want to ask God to forgive us. And we also want to take this time to forgive those that have betrayed us. We want to forgive those that have taken advantage of our kindness, that were disloyal to us. And we don't want to lip sync. We don't want to just speak words out of our mouths. We want to speak it from our hearts. And we want our heart and our mind to be equally aligned. So if you know that you are not in agreement with this prayer, then please don't pray it. Just wait until another time where you know your heart and your mind is going to be equally aligned. And I'm taking the time to say that because we want the prayers to be effective. And we want God to see our hearts. You see, God, he sees our hearts. We could speak words out of our mouths and they sound good and it may be a good deed, but God is looking at our heart. So if we say the prayer, but we're not forgiving the person, we're not releasing the person. If we're harboring unforgiveness, if we're harboring bitterness, if we're harboring resentment, the word of God tells us that God will not hear our prayers, that he will not honor our prayers. And we want God to hear our prayers. We don't want to pray amiss. And the purpose of this message is to show how we overcome being betrayed and how to do it from a biblical perspective and how to do it with the utmost love and respect extended to the one that has betrayed us. Now, Psalm 66 and verse 17, verse 18, it says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, heard me, he have attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which have not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. So we thank God for his word. And we thank God for the opportunity to humble ourselves and to repent, to turn from our wicked ways, to turn from our bad attitudes, to turn from the results of how we responded to the betrayal. So now that we have repented, now that we have asked God to forgive us of our sins, I have a question to ask. And the question, I already asked it, but I want to say, how did you respond when you were betrayed by someone that you broke bread with? You see, when Jesus was betrayed, he was betrayed by someone that he broke bread with. So, how did you respond when you were betrayed by someone that you broke bread with and someone that you drank the blood of Jesus with and shared the cup at the communion table? If it happened to Jesus, why are we not prepared when it happens to us? Why are we not prepared when we are betrayed? Why is it when a betrayer is in the midst of us that we are so quick to get rid of the person? Because in this text, Jesus knew that a betrayer was in the midst of the 12 disciples that he called, that he chose, that he anointed and appointed. So again, my question is, why are we not prepared when it happens to us? And I'm going to tell you why we're not prepared, because we don't like pain. We don't like being disappointed. We don't like being used. We don't like being abused. But until we learn how to embrace the sufferings of Christ, we're not going to learn the lessons that we need to learn. And if you are a Christian, if you are a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have been called according to his purpose, guess what? You are going to experience betrayal because it is a part of the process of being processed. Everything that Jesus went through, we are going to go through. And one of the biggest lessons that we can learn from Jesus is betrayal. You see, Jesus taught us valuable lessons all throughout the Bible. And I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes when I'm learning something in the Bible, sometimes when Jesus is teaching me lessons, and many times the Holy Spirit will warn me about something, and sometimes somebody will send me a message, and the message will be directly related to what I'm going through, but I don't get it right away. When I read the scriptures, I don't get it right away. But later on, something happens and I get revelation knowledge. And I understand. And there's an old song we used to sing growing up saying, and the words of the song says, and we'll understand it better by and by. Understanding betrayal is an opportunity to grow through the betrayal. Understanding betrayal, and that, first of all, when we understand that all things are working together for our good, for everyone that loves God, everything is working together for our good according to his purpose and his plans for our lives. So what the enemy intended for bad, God works it out for our good. In Nehemiah, the 13th chapter in the second verse, they wanted to curse the people, but God turned the curse into a blessing. So if we would allow the revelation knowledge of the betrayal to have its way in our lives, you will see just how strong you are. You will see just how powerful God is. And you will see how God wants to mature you through the lessons that you learn by betrayal, by being sold out, by being stabbed in the back, by having a disloyal friend. Now, Jesus wasn't the only one in the Bible that was betrayed. David was betrayed. And Psalms 55 is a psalm that talks about being betrayed. And I'm going to read that psalm, and it's going to start Psalms 55 in verse 1. And David, he says, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint. And make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are falling upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are coming upon me. And horror have overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. Pause and think about that. And we pick up in verse 8 that says, I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. And right here, David is getting real specific. And David is saying, for it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, my equal, my God, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He have delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Excuse me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah. Because they have no changes, because they fear not God. He have put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He have broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half of their days, but I will trust in thee. And we have just read the entire chapter of Psalms 55. In Psalms 55, David was speaking to God, and he was casting his cares upon God. He was very specific, and he opened up the prayer asking God not to hide himself from his supplication. Well, supplication is our prayers. It's the time when we go before God and we present our request unto God. And David said, hide not thyself from my supplication, God. I'm asking you to attend unto me and hear me. Hear my complaint. I'm mourning. I'm making a noise. And that noise symbolically is a cry. Have you ever cried out to God? Have you ever told God how you feel? David said, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. So wherever you are today in a situation where you have been betrayed, God wants you to come to him and cast your cares upon him. David was very specific, and he said in verse 5, fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror have overwhelmed me. Do you know that being betrayed will overwhelm you? Do you know that being betrayed will cause fear to rise in you? And the purpose of the betrayal, because fear works closely with the betrayal. When you put your trust in someone, you are depending on that person. You are relying on that person. But don't forget what God told us in Jeremiah 17. It says, cursed is the man that put his trust in man. So we should always go to God first. Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto us. So the first thing I want you to understand with recovering from being betrayed is that the first thing you should do is cry out to God. The second thing you should do is present your complaint to God. When you are betrayed, when you are hurt, when you are wounded, when you are disappointed, when somebody talks about you, when somebody betrays you and they sell you out. I'm talking about they threw you under the bus. You remember that movie, Throw Mama from the Train? They threw you off the train. Take your complaint to God. Don't go to brother so-and-so. Don't go to sister Cantaloupe. No, go to God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so that all these things can be added unto you. So you can be in a right relationship with God. You see, if you take your complaint and you go to sister so-and-so, or if you go to brother Cantaloupe, guess what? They may not be walking in righteousness, and they could easily lead you into the paths of unrighteousness. And we need to be careful about seeking advice and godly counsel. And we must be mindful of ungodly counsel. And for a brief moment, I want to share Psalms 1 and verse 1. Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But listen, it says the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So why am I sharing this chapter with you in Psalms, the first chapter? We need to seek godly counsel. David went to God in Psalms 55 when he was betrayed. He went to God in prayer and he cried out to God. He presented his petition to God. And the purpose of sharing Psalms 55 is to encourage you to go to the Word of God for biblical solutions to the problems that you go through. If you are dealing with the hurt and pain of being betrayed, Psalms 55 is for you. Go to Psalms 55 and read it. And in Psalms 55, we learn how David cried out to God. David asked God to hear his cry. He asked God to hear his complaint. He said, I'm making a noise, God. And he made a positive noise. So throughout this message, I'm going to share some of the different ways that we respond to being betrayed. Because we can make a noise. We can make a positive noise. We could complain. We could grumble. We could mumble. But the word of God said, do all things without disputing and without murmurings. And that means do all things without complaining. So what kind of noise did you make when you was betrayed? Or what kind of noise are you making now? Are you making positive noise or are you making negative noise? You see, when we make positive noise, we cry out to God. And in Psalm 61, it says, from the ends of the earth, O God, I cry out to thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You see, David is also the author of Psalm 61. And David was crying out to God. And David was letting God know, I'm wounded, God. I'm going through some things. But from the ends of the earth, oh God, I'm crying out to you. I'm making some positive noise. I'm not going to take matters into my own hands. You said in your word in Psalm 71 that I will not be put to shame for putting my trust in you. So God, I'm not going to lean to my own understanding and make some negative noise. I am not going to mumble, grumble, nor complain, but I will rejoice. And again, I say rejoice because God, that's what you told me to do. And you also said, in everything, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endure forever. So I want to take this opportunity to give you an opportunity to stop, to drop, and to give God some praise and to make some positive noise with me for the betrayal, for the person that was disloyal to you, to the person, or maybe it was more than one. Because it can be a group of people that betray you. You know, when there is a conspiracy against you, there's a group of people that's working against you to betray you, to deceive you. David broke bread with the person that betrayed him. And I could put an S on the end of that because David was betrayed numerous times. So if you were betrayed in your youth, guess what? You experienced it later on as a young adult. And then as an adult, you experienced another level of betrayal. And let me tell you something. If you've been called according to his purpose, you are going to experience different processes of being betrayed, different levels of being betrayed. And how you respond to it is going to determine how long you're going to be in that process. But the good news is it can work according, not it can, it is working according to God's plans and purpose for your life. Everything is. But the bulk of this message is you don't have to suffer unnecessarily. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to be upset. You don't have to make you don't have to make negative noise. You don't have to complain. You don't have to talk about the person. You don't have to tell what the person did. You don't have to talk bad about the person. Because if you make negative noise, guess what? The very words that you speak out of your mouth is going to create that situation for the person that hurt you. And hurt people hurt people. And as you know, that's something that I talk about all of the time. And that's something that I desire to reverse. Hurt people hurting people. Now, this message is a message that is part of a series that I'm doing for people that have been brokenhearted. You see, God, he said in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Lord has anointed me. And I'm going to turn to that scripture real quick because it's important that we understand who we are and the assignment that God has given to us. In the Spirit of the Lord God, Isaiah 61 and verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So this scripture is for me, this scripture is for you, but I need to make this personal because I'm here right now because he sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. So while I'm in intercessory prayer and, you know, it's being an intercessor is not easy because you hear the cries of God's people. You hear and you discern their prayer, their hurt, their pain. Sometimes you feel it. And I feel the people hurt sometimes. But God, he sent me to bind the brokenhearted. And tonight, this morning, the topic of betrayal. You see, we are in a season where many people are standing at the edge of their breakthrough. And the enemy has unleashed an attack against God's people. And the spirit of betrayal is working overtime. And there have been some old betrayals that haven't been dealt with. And then you have the new betrayals that's coming and that's just like added to the old betrayals. And so the purpose of the betrayals, the bombardment of the betrayals, the effects of the betrayal is to cause you to back up. There is a hijacked spirit that has been unleashed among God's people. And the purpose of this hijacked spirit is to get us out of the spirit and into the flesh and responding to our emotions. And this is why I took the time to break down how we're going to make a noise. Are we going to make a positive noise or are we going to make a negative noise? Because when we make that negative noise, when we start complaining, when we start grumbling, when we start just saying everything that we feel out of our mouths, we think in negative, we speak in negative, sooner or later, we'll start doing negative things. We'll start displaying behavior that's not true to our nature. And the enemy wants us to go backwards. The enemy wants us to go back to the old ways that we used to do things. So let's go back to being betrayed. Back in the day, if somebody betrayed you, how did you respond? Did you punch them in the mouth? Did you curse them out? Like, what did you do? Let's be real. We talk about how we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, but nobody want to be honest. Nobody want to tell the truth. You know how you was when you was out in the world before Jesus Christ, and you know how you was after you came to Jesus Christ. Because if somebody do you wrong, your first reaction is to get with them. Now, everybody respond to things differently, but I'm trying to make a point. How did you respond back in the day? And how do you respond now? I don't know about you, but betrayals hurt. And your first reaction is to retaliate. But when you commit your life to God and you invite him into every area of your life, guess what? You are giving him access. You are giving him permission to be God in your life. And the Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. But the Holy Spirit will not make the decision for you to do right or to do wrong. So, what kind of decisions are you making? What kind of choices are you making? Are you leaning to your own understanding or are you trusting God? And again, Psalm 71 and verse 1, it says, I will not be put to shame for putting my trust in God. So, God wants to open some prison doors this morning. God wants to set the captives free. And God wants to bind the brokenhearted. Are you brokenhearted? Are you sad? Are you disappointed? How did you feel when you were betrayed? And if you ever betrayed somebody else, how did you feel after you betrayed that person? Did you feel bad? Did you feel godly sorrow? Did you repent? Did you ask God to forgive you? If you betrayed somebody, when you saw the effects of the betrayal on the person, did you laugh? Did you mock that person? Did you say, look at you now? Like, how did you feel? Because what goes around comes around. So when you got betrayed, how did you feel? And I want to ask a question. When you got betrayed, was you sowing seeds? Was you reaping or was you sowing? Because the very seeds that we sow are the very things that come back to us. So how do you respond when you are betrayed? When I was first betrayed, guess what? I didn't walk in love. I walked in hate and I was angry. And until God showed me that I was operating in the spirit of error, guess what? I was just mad and I was just angry and you needed to stay out of my way. And I would tell people, you will hate the day that you hurt me or betrayed me or whatever it is you're going to do. You will hate the day because I will hold a grudge to no end. And God had to wash my heart. God had to deliver me from my mouth. God had to deliver me from hatred. And I love people. I genuinely love people, but I just got tired of people betraying me and taking advantage of my kindness. But this cycle continued for years. And I had to seek God and find out, God, what is this open door in my life that is allowing this spirit access to me? And I began to grow and mature in my relationship. But when God showed me the spirit of error, I had to repent of my sins. And this is where Psalms 51 and verse 10 comes into play. And all night long, not all night, because I'm not going to be here all morning and it's 5:24 in the morning, but I'm going to always give you scripture. Because the power is in God's word. The power is not in my words. The power is in the word of God. The word of God is healing people right now. The word of God is delivering people right now. So Psalms 51 and verse 10. And I always use myself as an example, because how else are we going to learn? How are people going to know how they can overcome? So are you an angry person too? Not that you were an angry person, but did you get angry when you was betrayed? Did it change your heart? Did it make it more difficult for you to love people, especially people that hurt you? This thing is real. And these are some of the areas that God wants us to mature and God wants us to get healed and delivered. Too many people are brokenhearted because of betrayal. Too many people are brokenhearted because somebody else was disloyal. We got marriages that are falling apart because of betrayal, because somebody was disloyal, because one partner sold the other partner out by having an affair with somebody else. Betrayals are happening in the workforce, in ministry, in school, everywhere. People are being disloyal. People are hurting people, and it's time for a change. Will you join me in praying for change? So how I felt about the betrayal was real to me. And I had to open up to God the same way that David did in Psalms 51. Now in Psalms 55, but in Psalms 51, David also cried out to God. And Psalms 51 is a prayer of repentance. But I want to break down why David felt a need to repent and ask God to cleanse him. He said, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renewing me a right spirit. Well, David knew that he did something wrong. And guess what he did wrong? He betrayed God because God trusted him. He was king. David had everything he ever wanted, everything he ever needed. And God was like, David, all you had to do was ask me for what you wanted. You didn't have to sleep with Bathsheba. You didn't have to commit adultery. You didn't have to kill Uriah. You didn't have to do any of these things. You didn't have to lie to the soldiers. You didn't have to operate in deception and give the orders for Uriah to be placed in the hottest part of the fire. David disappointed God. David was disloyal to God. And although we don't hear it, he was disloyal to his own soldier, to one of the best warriors he had. David betrayed Uriah. David betrayed Bathsheba. He made her commit adultery. Bathsheba was forced to throw her husband under the bus when King David sent for her. Betrayal. Can you imagine how Bathsheba felt when she learned that her husband died? But can you imagine how she felt when she found out she was pregnant because of being disloyal to her husband, but being loyal to the king? And I'm going to say that again. Can you imagine Bathsheba, how she felt being disloyal to her husband, but being loyal to the king? My. Who is the king in your life today? Jesus Christ is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. Excuse me. Jesus Christ is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. And our allegiance is to Jesus. Our allegiance is to God. At one point or another, pardon the interruption, my alarm went off. At one point or another, we all had a choice to make in our lives. to be loyal to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, or to be disloyal. And every decision that we have made in our lives, every time that we willfully sinned against God, and against God only have we sinned. And yes, we all have sinned. Yes, we all have betrayed God at one time or another, because you know what? God trusts us. God adopted us into his family. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. There is a certain level of accountability and responsibility, and God has equipped us to obey his word, period. So when we don't obey his word, guess what? We choose to disobey. We make excuses. And a dear friend of mine, Arthur Gertrude Nelson, she gave me a bracelet that says, "No excuses." Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And I wear that bracelet every single day. And it reminds me of God's faithfulness. It reminds me that I have a choice every day to honor God or to dishonor God. You see, being betrayed is not always about somebody betraying us, but it's also about us betraying other people and us betraying God. God trusts us. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes the hurt and pain of a betrayal, of the hurt and pain of being like stabbed in the back, being thrown under the bus, of being sold out. Listen. The greater lesson in all of that is being used by God on a greater level. So the depth of the hurt and pain is the depth of the healing and the deliverance and the anointing oil that God is getting out of that situation. So how deeply have you been wounded? How deep has the betrayal gone? Because that's how deep you're going to be rooted and grounded in the word of God. And the next time that betrayal comes, you're going to stand firm on the word of God. You're going to stand still and you're going to see the salvation of the Lord, because this time you've gone through some things. This time you have learned some things. Now you are totally relying and trusting God, because we already learned what we need to do. We need to go to God and cast our cares upon him. If we did wrong, we need to repent. If somebody else did wrong, we need to forgive them. So the second thing is forgiveness. If you've been betrayed, the best way to reverse the curse is to release the person and release the pain through forgiveness. So are you ready to forgive? Now, going back to Psalms 51 and verse 10, it's very important that we understand what we are asking God to do when we ask him to create in us a clean heart and to renew in us a right spirit. Because God is going to do what we're asking for. So if we've been operating in the spirit of error, guess what? We're going to start operating in truth. And that means that God is going to start exposing the areas of our lives where there's been error, where there's been falsehood. And he's going to expose the truth, and the truth is going to hurt. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes we sweep things under the rug, especially when we are betrayed, when we are mistreated, when we are used and abused. We sweep things under the rug. We don't want to deal with our issues. We just want to move on. But the time comes where the truth must be revealed. The truth must be exposed so that healing can take place, because things that are covered up can heal. So for those that have a deep rooted hurt and pain from betrayal, guess what? It's time to uncover it. And I'm not saying you uncover it publicly with everybody and anybody. No, use wisdom and go to God in prayer. And if this message is touching you and you want to talk to me, you're more than welcome to inbox me, and we can set up some time to get together to talk, and I can hear your story and then help you pray through it prophetically with the word of God. But there is an anointing on me this morning, and healing is being released. And I thank God for this message, and I thank God for everyone that has taken the time to join me this morning. So One of the things I had to do was empty out to God. And this pleased God. And David's prayer in Psalms 55, it pleased God. David's prayer in Psalm 61, it pleased God. David's prayer in Psalms 61, it pleased God. See, we have to learn how to pray prayers that are going to reach God's throne and it's going to touch God's heart. And God has that freedom to move in our situations. Two wrongs doesn't make a right, doesn't make it right, don't make it right. So today, God wants to deliver us from the spirit of betrayal. God wants us to perform self-examination and repent for our actions and how we have responded to the person that had betrayed us or the people that have betrayed us. And God also wants us to repent for the people that we have betrayed or the people that we have been disloyal to. And sometimes we like to justify and candy coat our actions. But if you betray somebody, come on, be honest, be a big girl, be a big man, be a big boy. You betrayed them, you betrayed them. If we want to get healed, we want to get delivered, we got to speak the truth. God also wants us to come to Him. Stop going to people. And God wants us to come to Him and tell on the people that betrayed us. Those that betrayed us, they have to answer to God. And we don't have grounds to punish them. And really, we shouldn't be looking for them to be punished. Because when we do wrong, we're not looking to God to punish us. God extends grace and mercy to us. And if God punished us for everything that we did, we wouldn't be here today. Pardon my coughing. I've been sick all week. Excuse me. I haven't been sick. I'm healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. But I am drinking my tea. And I'm coming to the end of this message. And so, God, I just thank you for just touching my throat and just healing me completely. In Jesus' name, thank you. So, God wants us to come to Him and tell on the people that have betrayed us. Tell them how you feel. Tell them about the betrayal. Tell them how it made you feel. Tell them what they did and ask God to deal with the situation according to His will, according to His plan. But don't ask for the death sentence, okay? Because everybody needs grace. Everybody needs mercy. God will deal with the person the way He wants to deal with the person. And a lot of times when people do what's wrong, we ready to just see justice prevail. And I'm not saying that sometimes I don't feel that way. I do. But with these end time spirits now and what they are doing, I'm like, God, I'm asking you to break in pieces the oppressor because enough is enough. So this is what we're going to do before we go to prayer. After giving it all to God, this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to walk in love by walking in forgiveness. Once we forgive those that have wounded us, those that have betrayed us, we must bless them. We must forgive them, release them, and bless them. I'm going to say it again. Forgive them, release them, and bless them. And I'm not saying that this is easy. And I feel some of you saying, well, I'm not there yet. And you know what? I have to laugh because I understand. I wasn't always there. And for some of these people that have betrayed me, look, it took time for me to get to a point where I could say, okay, God, I'm ready to forgive them. But understand this, and my unforgiveness and my bitterness and my resentment, they went on with their lives and they were happy and I was miserable. I was the one that was bound. I was the one that was in prison. I was the one that was letting them take up space in my head, in my mind, because I was rehearsing and thinking about what they did. And I would sit and think about how I was going to get them back. And that may seem strange and odd to you, but in my younger days, no, I'm going to keep this thing real. And this is why it's important that we take the time to repent, because if you don't, guess what? Satan is going to play in the playground of your mind. And he will, listen, we all have imaginations, okay? 2 Chronicles, the 10th chapter, verse 3 through 6, it tells us that we are to pull down the strongholds and we are to capture those imaginations, everything that would try and exalt itself above the knowledge of God in our lives. So if God is telling us to forgive and we don't want to forgive, and then we're going to mumble and we're going to complain on top of that, guess what? We're giving Satan legal access to torment us, to harass us, but to fill our minds with nonsense and to think about how we're going to vindicate ourselves and teach us how to be vengeful and vindictive and get the person back. Now, who is the Holy Ghost talking to? I know we all holy rollers. I know we got it all together and we don't do none of these things. And the devil is a liar. But you know what? Who are you listening to? Are you listening to your father or are you listening to the thief? Are you listening to the one that come to rob, to steal, and to kill? Behind the spirit of betrayal is the spirit of robbery. And behind every setback, there is a comeback. And the way we come back is through forgiveness. So at the end of the day, it's all about choices. So God wants us to forgive them, to bless, to release, forgive them, release them, and bless them. And you cannot do this in your own strength. So you must rely on and you must be led by the Holy Spirit and not your feelings, not your emotions. And you must invite the Holy Spirit into every area of your situation. And if you feel a sense of entitlement to defend yourself, then please be honest and give it to God, because that's real. There are times when I felt a sense of entitlement to defend myself, and I took matters into my own hands. And you know what? I made bad mistakes and bad decisions, and I paid a heavy price for that. And I want to give you a biblical example with Peter. Peter, when the guards came, let's go back to the betrayal, okay? We talked about Jesus knowing that he was going to be betrayed. But the night that he was actually betrayed, Judas led those that was coming for Jesus. And when they got to Jesus, Peter felt a sense of entitlement to protect and to defend Jesus. But Jesus didn't need his help. But in that moment of defense, that moment of protection, that adrenaline was running, guess what? Peter got that sword out and he cut that guard's ear off and he was ready to take it to him again. And Jesus had to tell Peter, put that sword up. He didn't want him to fight or to kill those that came to imprison him and to eventually lead him to the cross where he was crucified, where he was died for the remission of our sins. So if Jesus told Peter to put away his sword, guess what? He's saying the same thing to us. And right here, I'm going to ask you all to pray for me, because I still got a little bit of Peter in me. I still got a sword, and sometimes I want to cut somebody's ear off, but I thank God for his grace and his mercy. And you know what? It's okay to laugh. God want us to laugh more. God want us to be happy. God want us to be delivered. And this message is to help you get your freedom tonight. So Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for everybody that has been betrayed. We thank you for everybody that is growing in the midst of their betrayal. We thank you for everybody that has experienced a setback in their lives because of the betrayal. Father, we thank you that many need to embrace this message about betrayal today. And we thank you for releasing an anointing on this message that will open the eyes of your people that have been blinded by the betrayal. They've been blinded by the hurt. They've been blinded by the disappointment. Father, many people have turned their backs on you because of the betrayal of other people that misrepresented you. And that is the worst kind of betrayal pain ever, because they took it out on you and you didn't have anything to do with the betrayal. You didn't, Father God, orchestrate the betrayal. And I thank you for releasing proper understanding to those that have been betrayed by people that misrepresented you. And God, as brothers and sisters in Christ, there's a lot of betrayal in the body of Christ, and we need deliverance in that area. We need to understand that we are many members and we are one body, and that we must love one another, and that we must pray for one another. So we take this opportunity to pray for repentance corporately for the body of Christ that does not understand what betrayal is, what betrayal does, and how we are not supposed to betray one another. Father, we have learned how Jesus responded to Judas' betrayal, and we learned that Jesus never mistreated Judah. Jesus continued to humbly serve him in love. And Father, this is something that is possible, because things that are impossible with men, they are possible with you. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus that everybody that is struggling with loving those that have betrayed them, that you will sprinkle miracle grow. Father, help us to serve our betrayers in love and give you room to vindicate us and to defend us. As you teach us how to overcome betrayal in Jesus' name, Father, your word says that we will not be put to shame for putting our trust in you. And this morning, we are so mindful that many people have lost hope because they have put their trust in the people that they thought that they could trust, only to later find out, God, that they couldn't trust the person. And the betrayal has caused major setbacks that the enemy hopes to cause them to lose ground that they have already conquered and crossed over, grounds that you told them already belongs to them. Because God, you said in Joshua, the first chapter in the third verse, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And we come in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to back up that backward spirit, to back up, God, to break in pieces the oppressor and the spirit of betrayal, the spirit of deception, and the spirit of fear through demonic manipulations, feelings, and playing with people's minds and their emotions in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for releasing the word for those that have been releasing word curses to hinder the progress of your people. We expose the works of the enemy. Father, we release the breaker's anointing to obliterate and to annihilate the plans of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, according to your word in Psalms 21, verse 11 and verse 12. You said that the enemy would not be able to perform their wicked devices against us. And God, your word says that they intended evil against us. And I'm going to make it plain, God, many people intended evil betrayals, setbacks, disloyal relationships, falsehood, manipulation. And they imagine mischievous devices, but your word says they are not able to perform their evil and mischievous devices against us. So therefore, God, cause our betrayers to turn their backs and walk away. Cause our betrayers to stop their assignment instantly, right now, God. Cause the enemy to turn and walk away. Make ready your arrows, O God, against their faces. Father, we thank you for preparing your arrows and making them ready to suddenly shoot and cancel every assignment of the enemy against the lives of your people and their advancement in your plans and your purpose in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, according to your word in Psalm 72 and verse 4, you said in your word, he shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy and shall break in pieces the oppressor. So we celebrate you, God, for releasing your miracle healing power this morning. We celebrate you, oh God, for protecting the poor and the needy, for protecting your children, for righteous justice in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you would break in pieces the oppressor and that you would break every contract, oh God, against that person's life that has been betrayed. Father, we expose and we ask that you would break the spirit of assassination that was unleashed through the exposure of the betrayal and the oppressor's desire to assassinate the character of the ones that they've been betraying, including the death wish against their lives. Father, break the contract of death. Break the contract of premature death. Break the spiritual abortion, the assignment to kill, to steal, and to destroy your plans and your purpose. Oh God, cancel the spirit of paralysis through the spirit of fear that has caused your people to back up in fear, God. We bind the spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of death. We loose resurrection life and resurrection power. We loose the power of God and we loose a sound mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, be glorified, oh God. We break every unholy contract. We break every agreement. We break every pact that was made with the person that betrayed your people, oh God. It shall be vetoed. Nullify the contract, God. Break and cancel every promise that was made in ignorance, oh God. We bring it under the blood of Jesus, where the blood of Jesus washes and cleanses and causes a divine separation to take place. Release your people from the oath, from the agreement, from the arrangement, from the promise that was made in error and falsehood, and release them from the curse of putting their trust in people in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, betrayals can be very traumatic, and if not handled properly, it can totally move a person out of position, off of the path that you have prepared for them. And the purpose of this prayer, God, is to seek your face this morning. And the purpose of this prayer, God, is to lift our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help, because all of our help comes from you. The purpose of this prayer, God, is to cry out to you. And earlier we quoted Psalm 61, and we say it again as we say this prayer, oh God, from the ends of the earth we cry out to you, oh God, our hearts are overwhelmed. Lead us, oh God, to the rock that is higher than I, oh God. God, we put our trust in you. You said in your word, oh God, that we will not be put to shame for putting our trust in you. So we loose the power of your word, God, in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. God, you said that we should acknowledge you in all of our ways so that you can direct our paths. And we thank you for directing our paths this morning. We thank you for ordering our steps in your word, God. We thank you for leading us into your paths of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for leading us into your paths of righteousness. We thank you for releasing your enabling grace. Hallelujah. It is your enabling grace that will empower us to rise above our circumstances. It is your enabling grace, oh God, that will help us to rise above the hurt and the pain. It is your enabling grace and your mercy, oh God, that will help us to rise above the devastating blow and the effects of the betrayal, being sold out, oh God, being thrown under the bus. Oh God, we thank you for your word in Psalms 147:3. You said, oh God, that you would heal the broken in heart. You said that you would bind up their wounds. And I release the power of your word this morning over your people right now, God. Your word has been released. Your angels are going forth and they're hearkening to your word and they're fighting for your people. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for those that have been betrayed. I thank you for those that's been doing a betrayal. And we thank you for healing them, God. Oh, Father, deliver your people from people and trusting in people. Forgive those that have been betrayed. Forgive those that are doing the betraying. Touch their hearts, God, to feel godly sorrow for their actions. Oh God, I call forth a spirit of repentance, oh God, for people that are hurting people. Stop hurting people, and for people that are using and abusing and mistreating people for their own selfish gain, to stop hurting people, God. Arrest them in the spirit. Release a spirit of conviction that will cause them to humble themselves before you and receive your miracle healing power for those that are saved, oh God. And for those that are not saved, may they come to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as we call forth the release of salvation through our intercession, God. Break down barriers, oh God. Break down strongholds, oh God. Break down cold, stony hearts and release the light and love of Jesus that will compel them to surrender to the Holy Spirit that is tugging on their hearts even now, God. I believe your word, oh God, in Romans 8:28. You said that all things are working together. So let all of this work together, oh God. Let the entire process of being betrayed, hurt, wounded and disappointed, healed and delivered, saved and rescued. My God, let the totality of this traumatic experience, oh God, for everyone involved, let it work together, God, in such a way that you will be glorified and lost souls can be saved and broken hearts will be healed, God. They will be healed, they will be delivered, and they will be set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as you begin the healing process, I remind you of your word. I remind you of your promises in Jeremiah 30:17 that says, I will restore health unto thee and I will heal all thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand on your word in Jeremiah 30:17. Also on the promises of your word in Psalms 147:3 and Isaiah 61:1. Father, we thank you that your word promises health and restoration. And we thank you for healing. We thank you for delivering. We thank you for setting the captives free. We thank you for opening the prison doors. We thank you for binding the brokenhearted. We thank you, oh God, for what you are doing. And I'm asking you right now, God, for double grace. I'm asking you to maximize the power of your word, God. I'm asking you to maximize the gift of healing, the working of miracles, and release the blood, release the blood, release the blood of your son Jesus upon your people, oh God. You are the God of Elijah, my God. You are the God of Stacy, and you are the God that answers by fire. And I'm asking you to answer this petition by fire. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost fire. I'm asking you to release the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire, release, release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Rakashatarabashi, release the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn away the lines, to burn away the cords, to burn away the strings. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Release the fire of the strings. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn the strings, oh God. To burn the soul ties, to burn the bridges, to burn the doors, to burn the gates, oh God, that have been used to control, to manipulate and deceive and mislead your people, to betray your people, oh God. Burn every gateway, oh God. Burn every pathway, God. Burn every door, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Order the steps of your people, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus that is moving. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that is healing, the blood of Jesus that is delivering, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now that your people are walking with you, God. And we thank you, Father, every evil influence, every evil association, every attack of seduction that has caused them to back up and to experience major setbacks that has been associated with the major betrayals and the demonic doors that were open. I decree and I declare that these doors have been closed shut today. And every person, oh God, that had put their trust in the wrong person, they are experiencing supernatural divine reversals, and they are putting their trust in you, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for being strategic and descriptive with this prayer, because I want you, God, to be glorified, and I want your people to be set free, oh God. We all must stand accountable for our actions, and the truth is, oh God, that sometimes we like to point fingers and fault find and blame others for the choices that we make. But oh God, we have to make our own choices, and we must start by seeking you first. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, oh God, and all these things shall be added unto us. So help us to seek you first in everything. And the truth is, God, that you will lead us, that you will guide us, and we will no longer be seduced by the spirit of enticement, the spirit of allurement to respond to the knock, knock, knocking at our doors. Father, We don't have to open the door. We can ask Jesus to go open the door for us, to cancel the assignment of the enemy, to stop the manipulation right away. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will cover our doors with the blood of Jesus. Cover the door of our mind with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for releasing your word in Romans 12 and 2, God. We thank you for the renewal of our minds. And we thank you that we will not be conformed to this world. We will not be conformed to the old ways that we responded to the betrayals, God. We thank you that we're going to respond to your word from a biblical perspective, and we're going to cry out to you, and we're going to seek your face, and we're going to ask you to hear us, oh God. We're going to ask you to fight for us. We're going to ask you to defend us, and we're going to ask you to empower us, and we're going to ask you to teach us how to love the unlovable, God. And we're going to trust you to defend us. And we recognize that the Holy Ghost is our minister of defense, and we don't have to defend ourselves. Father, we repent from making bad decisions. And we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would break the spirit of regret, God, that you would break the spirit of condemnation, and that you would break those harassing thoughts of tormentation, God, for the things that we regret, for the behaviors that we have displayed by leaning to our own understanding and taking matters into our own hands. Forgive us, oh God, for seeing all of the warning signs that you were showing us, but we wasn't listening to you, oh God, and we didn't fully understand what you was revealing to us. But God, we have better understanding, greater understanding, and we thank you for uprooting and destroying every vestige of bondage in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the message that was delivered today about betrayal. And we thank you, God, for healing your people, miraculously causing a mighty deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. And I seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, and the fire of the Holy Ghost. I bless every person that will listen to this message, God. I bless every person that has been betrayed. I thank you and I celebrate you for their healing. I bless you and I celebrate you for their deliverance. I bless you and I celebrate you for spiritual maturity, spiritual growth, God, higher heights and deeper depths in you, God. I thank you that some of the betrayals was to bring your people closer to you, to teach your people how to pray and how to cry out to you, oh God. I thank you right now, God, for being glorified. Be God, oh God. Manifest your word, oh God. Move by your spirit, oh God. Release your power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Woo! We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be glorified, oh God, be glorified. And I bind the spirit of retaliation and backlash. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. And I decree that no weapons formed against me shall prosper. Thank you for all of the betrayals, oh God. Thank you for using it for your glory. Thank you for letting it all work together according to your plans and your purpose for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Stacy Lunsford, and you have been listening to the Heartbeat of God. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Go forth in peace. If you know someone that is struggling with betrayal, please share this message with them today. God bless you. I love you. Have a wonderful day.